Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. You know, the devil tries really hard to get in the way. I can't let him do that today. I had a whole bunch of tabs open, ready to talk about Mother's Day, which we're still going to do. But wouldn't you know it, just before the show started, my computer went black. And then when I pulled it back up, everything was gone. But that's okay, because we press forward. I have my friend, welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I have my friend Stephanie Dukes with me this morning. Good morning. How you doing, Stephanie?
Good morning, Lady G, and welcome. Good morning to your listening audience. We're doing fantastic over here. You're
Amen
so right.
To that.
There are so many things that try to trip us up, but that doesn't happen when you've been a mighty woman of God.
Amen. I mean, I'm trying. Like I said, I'm part of the flawed Christian party. But that, you know, God loves sinners.
we know that from the Bible.
We know that. So I know He loves me. So, but we want to talk about Mother's Day. And so we're asking you, if you want to talk about Mother's Day, join the conversation. In fact, I'm inviting you because, like I said, this month is busy, and we got a lot of people to honor. So if you got a teacher that you want to say thank you to, you got a nurse you want to say thank you to, and especially you got a mama you want to say thank you to, this is the time to join the conversation. I'm giving that out now. The number is 516-387-1944. That's 516-387-1944. And as I continue to try to pull up everything I have back on here, I think my computer was mad at me because I think I overloaded it, but that's all right. I wanted to talk about one thing I wanted to talk about. There's a lot of Mother's Day deals out there, and we're going to talk about some of them, but I thought one was interesting. Found that one. Kraft, the Kraft company, you know, makes cheese and everything. They want to give mom some time off on Mother's Day. So in this particular press release they did, it said last Mother's Day, 75% of the moms received cards, 67% received flowers, and 55% were taken out to eat. But according to a recent article from care.com, one of the things mom wants most for Mother's Day is alone time. They want time to enjoy long brunches, go to kid-unfriendly restaurants, shop for clothes without having to take the kids into the dressing room, or simply sleep in on a Sunday. So Kraft is covering the cost for babysitters' costs on Mother's Day to take some time off. So, I mean,
wow.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. I found another link to that. But I posted one link on G's Power Hour, but I found this other link. So if that's one thing, Kraft is going to pay for your time off. So I'm posting that on there. I thought that was a great idea. Because, my thing is this. Get together on Saturday. Make it a weekend, okay? Get together, you know, you can even start Friday night. Get together on Friday night, Saturday, during the day and everything, cook for her and everything, take her out, whatever you're going to do. So on Sunday, just leave her alone. Just let her have her day. You know, let her breathe for a minute. You know, because sometimes that's just, I need, but they've been waiting to exhale.
That's a very good point, Lady G. Right.
They've been waiting to exhale.
Give her a day just to exhale. Take me out, but no one or no thing. And, you know, a lot of times that would be, oh, gosh, I would love that one. Because on Sundays, that's a great downtime day before we end up going back to work on Mondays or running, you know, the carpools to the kids back and forth to school. So that downtime on Sunday would be absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yes, I looked at that and I said, oh, yeah, that works. And I'm not a mom, but I do know what our moms go through, you know, as much as I can know without being a mother. So anyway, I wanted to also throughout the show share some quotes and poems and stuff like that. And I found this, in fact, there's this site called azquotes.com. And I found a quote from Toni Morrison about mothers. Grown don't mean nothing to a mother. A child is a child. They get bigger, older, but grown? What's that supposed to mean? In my heart, it don't mean a thing. That came from Toni Morrison. So, mama's still mama no matter how old you are. You know?
Oh, Lord, that sounds exactly like a very, very good sister of mine. You know, like you keep calling her 30-something-year-old child a child, and we keep saying that she's grown. You know, you have to let her do this. You have to let her do that. But that's my baby. That may be good. Oh, and I'll tell you something else about that. That is great. But sometimes mamas do need to change our glasses and see our children as grown, particularly our young men. I had an incident with a friend. She was talking to someone and she kept calling her, I believe he's 37, had just had a birthday, and she kept calling him her baby. And another man says, he may be your baby child, but he is now your man child in public. So stuff like that, because a lot of times we don't treat them like that either. We treat them all the way and don't let them make that full cycle. But I like that one, though.
Yeah. But it is true. But the thing about it, too, is you know, you've got to give the mom a certain amount of respect. And, I mean, my thing is, I like I said, I'm not one. I haven't been one, but I have huge respect for her because I can't imagine, when they were, for example, they were talking about the Duchess Meghan Markle and having the baby, and the baby was 7 pounds. I heard a lot of people go, ooh, you know. And there were people that were worried because it was like her pregnancy, you know, was bordering on starting to get long in terms of, for you know, the way some people were looking at it. It's like, you know, longer the baby's in there, the bigger the baby gets. And it's like, you know, I can't imagine having to push that much human flesh out, you know, and give it life. And still have to tend it for X number amount of years. There's a great amount of respect that we have to give our mothers, and sometimes we go a little lacking, you know, in terms of you know how we deal with our moms. So we gotta remember to give them their due. I mean, even though we've grown, you know, and we do forget, because sometimes, you know, we try to strike that balance between, you know, being our own grown selves and being dutiful children, you know.
Oh, Lord, yes. And we must always remember that. That's so good what Toni, when you say it like that, Lady G, I better see the essence of what she was saying now that you say it that way, that you never get too grown to always be respectful. There's that line between a mother and a child that no matter how old you get, there is still, you're never too grown that when I say do something, do it, raise your voice at me, or think you are the one who is in the top authority over me. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's never that moment of grownness.
Yeah.
In our lives. So, and a lot of times kids do forget that. You know, parents do have to stay, particularly mothers have to remind our teenagers when they get a certain age, hold up, whose home are you in and who puts this roof over your head?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's a very, very good point there. You're never, ever that grown that you lose that respect. I was going through some things of my grandmother, who was 100 years old, and God has allowed us to be here with her that long.
Praise the Lord.
And have her to be with us. And I was going through a card, some cards of hers, and I'd like to share one of those with you, if you don't mind.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, please.
This one is, it says, a tribute to you, Grandma. A grandmother's inspiration can make her family strong. She builds a legacy of faith and passes it along. She teaches by example, encourages and guides, and we can change the future through the power she provides. Happy Mother's Day to a wonderful woman who taught us how to love each other and ourselves, how to keep fighting the good fight and create our own place in this world. Happy Mother's Day.
That's really sweet. That's really nice. And you know, when we talk about mothers, I know that but we can't forget the grandmothers and grandfathers. And I know there's Grandparents' Day that's coming up, but still, we can't forget that, you know, the grandmothers, because there's a lot of grandmothers out there that are doing the motherhood thing a second time around for whatever reason. You know, something may have happened to the mom, you know, in childbirth, which I've got to, you know, I'll talk about some of that next week. I got a conference with that coming up. You know, something may have happened where the mom got in trouble and couldn't be in the child's life, or it wasn't in the best interest that person be in the child's life, you know. So we got to give the grandmothers that are going through this the second time around a whole bunch of props, because, you know, and unfortunately, a lot of times it's kind of them by default having to do this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got to remember that. So, by the way, I just wanted to let you know, if you haven't ordered those flowers yet, or, you know, whatever you're going to order, candy, berries, whatever you're ordering, you need to go ahead and do that today.
Mm-hmm.
Today, because you should have done it last week, because your picks, and I've had somebody on here from, like, Harry's Flowers in the past, your picks in terms of what's going to be available are very slim right about now. I mean, florists and delivery services and all types of gift providers prepare very well for this day, prepare very well. But, you know, they can't go into the hole. You got to realize these are businesses, and they're not going to have a whole lot of surplus left of certain things that they only have for Mother's Day. So what I wanted to tell you is, go ahead right now, do your ordering after the show. After the show, do your ordering, okay? Because you want to be able to get as decent of a price as possible, because, yes, things are expensive. But you also want to get a nice pick, because you don't want your mom, mother-in-law, aunt, cousin, daughter, niece, whoever it is, to feel like they were kind of like on the back burner in your brain, you know, in terms of what's available. So I've posted several articles that have a lot of different gift ideas and stuff like that. But I wanted to also suggest that in addition, and I do say in addition to some of the stuff that you might buy, try some time together, some experiences. Maybe the day before Mother's Day. For example, get together as a family, learn how to make soap, learn how to make candles. You know, learn how. There's a whole bunch of different crafts out there, and the stores like Hobby Lobby and Michael's and Joann's and, you know, all of those type of stores, you know, have, even Walmart has some of those supplies where you can, you know, set aside and learn how to make candy. You know, this is a good time to learn how to make creative gifts that you might want to give for Christmas. You know, and she'll look back on that time and appreciate that time spent with you, even if you mess it up. You know, it's a story to tell. So she'll look back on that time a little bit better, a little bit more than you think. You know, you may think it's kind of hokey, but, you know, you'll even look back on it, too. Take some pictures. Oh, I got to talk about that when we come back. I got to talk about that. But before we go, I'm just going to read this. This is from Alice Walker. Looks at motherhood in a different perspective. We have a beautiful mother, is by Alice Walker. We have a beautiful mother. Her hills are buffaloes. Her buffaloes, hills. We have a beautiful mother. Her oceans are wombs. Her wombs, oceans. We have a beautiful mother. Her teeth, the white stones at the edge of the water, the summer grasses, her plentiful hair. We have a beautiful mother. Her green lap immense, her brown embrace eternal, her blue body, everything we know. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had So Good Entertainment. The number, if you want to join the conversation, is 516-387-1944. Here with Stephanie Dukes, we are celebrating moms today, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garris. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the arc with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chillin'?
Hi, welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are celebrating those mamas out there. Mother's Day is coming up. You've got to go and order stuff or at least make some plans. So, you know, if we want to talk about moms, we want to honor them, say thank you to them. If you got somebody you want to shout out, the number is 516-387-1944. And before I continue, if you didn't recognize it, the poem that I was doing was doing a tribute to another mother, Mother Earth. So we have to remember to take care of her as well. Another quote that I'm going to give you here, these are quotes from Toni Morrison. Where did it go? Oh, this is just memories, I guess, she had of things that came from her writing. In my mother's church, everyone read the Bible, and it was mostly about music. My mother had the most beautiful voice I had ever heard in my life. She could sing anything, classical, jazz, blues, opera. And people came from long distances to that little church she went to, African Methodist Episcopal, the AME church she belonged to, just to hear her. And so, and that's from AZ Quotes, is the quotes from Toni Morrison, different writers she had about mothers. So anyway, Stephanie, so what plans do you all have? You have any plans?
Well, always Every holiday is a nice one to spend with my grandmother. We don't, every morning she gets up and let us know, hey, I'm 100 years plus 23 days today. So we are planning a nice family luncheon that actually will start on Saturday, although she has nowhere to go on Monday morning. But we are going to start on Saturday for those who then want to go and do something else on Sunday. And what we're going to do is have Sunday brunch, and then she wants to watch old Lauren Bacall movies.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yes, Lauren Bacall was one of her favorite. And my uncle years ago bought a collection. So we will be watching a lot of Lauren Bacall, probably about a good 2 to 3 movies is what I pulled aside to spend the afternoon doing. And then, of course, we'll do the traditional go to church on Sunday thing. And we will do that and dress all up like it's Easter or Christmas. She already has her outfit laid out that she wants to wear. And so we'll make a very big Mother's Day. Of course, the hat. Oh, Lord. We've gone through this hat thing for Sunday morning. And and I think I'm going to actually wear a hat this year. So that's going to be our thing for this weekend. What are you planning?
Well, you know, my mother is gone, so, you know, I might stop by, you know, and see where she's been laid to rest. But my mom was always one of those, give me my flowers while I'm still here. So, you know, when she was here, we tried to make sure that she loved red roses. So we tried to make sure she had her red roses and stuff like that. You know, and I'll go to church. But basically, I'm, you know, now maybe I'll try. I'll definitely call my mother-in-law. Call my mother-in-law, you know, check on her, see how she's doing. You know, unfortunately, she's not down here with us. She's up in Philadelphia, you know. But I think I'm going to have to maybe do a special trip up there one Mother's Day to hang out with her. But you know, we'll definitely check on her and see how things are going.
I mentioned that, and I'm glad you were able to. I wasn't quite sure how you were going to get through that. So let me say thank you for that. Because a lot of times during Mother's Day, we forget about it. And you would not believe that I was actually had on my desk here the funeral program for Miss Jessie. That has been on my desk all week, and I imagine it was for today, because a lot of times we do forget about this holiday. There are children who mothers have passed and gone on, and how do we celebrate their lives this day, and how do we deal with that empty spot? When you talked about the red rose, I'm looking here in the program where you have a copy of a red rose there. So when you said that, I could do nothing but smile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good time to think about, you know, how do we still pay tribute to them and the great life they've led, as well as the great life. Look what your mother and father created in you. And I can remember so many times we were talking in school, and you would talk about the advice your mother would gave you, and those happy moments. So I don't think
But speaking of when we were in school, though, remember you, me, and another friend of ours used to get in the car sometimes when we were at school in South Florida. What are we gonna do for dinner? We drive over to my mom.
Yes.
We drive over from Tampa to Orlando. Okay, these are three college students. You just bust up in there, and it was like, if she didn't have anything cooked, she would let us cook or do whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, she didn't have a problem with it. I remember the first Christmas, I don't know if you know about this, Stephanie, not for the first Christmas I was in college, I went home with nothing but dudes, okay? Nothing but guys.
Wow.
I ended up, there were six of us, there were six guys ended up, friends of mine. Jeffrey Williams, who's a friend of mine, I think he's still in Pinellas County, but he was from Winter Park, so he was going to see his mom, too.
Mm-hmm.
But there were about six of us that came over in the car, got out the car. I didn't even let I just said someone's bringing me home. I didn't even let them know. They were like, and so two of the guys left. Four of the guys stayed at the house. Four of them ate Christmas breakfast with us.
Oh,
like early.
Yeah.
Four of them. I helped cook dinner. But we had Christmas breakfast. Four of the guys, and two of the guys stayed for Christmas dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my freshman year.
I do remember you talking about that. Yes, telling me about it afterwards.
Yeah.
And those are the things the great mom, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But my mom always had an open door policy. So even if she didn't have a bed for you, you could have a couch, you can have a chair, you could have the floor, you know, you got plenty of blankets, plenty of pillows or whatever. But you were always, always welcome over to my mom's house. And so I guess because of that, it didn't dawn on me to ask her about bringing folks over because she was just like that, you know.
So. Exactly. And, you know, those are the things that's one of the parts, a great part of you, Gretchen. You are just so opening and welcoming just like that also. So this Mother's Day, take a moment out to put the red roses around your life as you think about your mom and all of the great things. And smile.
Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I may do that, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. In my mom's honor, I'm going to have me a root beer and a Snickers bar. And I tell you, because she loved them. But then I'll tell you what happened. When my mom passed, and she had this white outfit for years, that she kept for when she would be buried. Well, my mom, you know, my mom was really big, kind of big originally. She was like a 20, 22. By the time she over the years after my father died, she had lost weight. So by the time she died, she was like a 14, 16. So I had to buy a new outfit for her and everything. We managed to find this nice outfit. But I decided, I'm like, I'm going to send her off well. And so in the casket, I laid a can of root beer and a Snickers bar in there with her to take with her on her way. And I thought she'd appreciate the humor in that. So, but so like at the funeral, everybody's like, "What's this?" It's like, you know, if you knew my mom, she liked root beers and she likes Snickers.
Exactly.
So in her honor, I'm gonna have that root beer and the Snickers. That's what I'm gonna do. But. In the meantime, but the one thing I want to say, and then I have something else I wanted to read real quick. Please take some pictures with your mama and keep them. And the reason I say that is because I'm planning a motherhood conference for next Saturday on the 18th, and I'll talk more about that next week. But one of the things I wanted in terms of our promotional piece for this conference is for my Knights of Peter Claver Ladies Auxiliary, St. Mark's Court 352. Shout out to them. But anyway, I asked some of the ladies about loaning me, you know, or sending me by email or text or whatever, some pictures of either them with their families or them with their moms. And hardly anybody had any pictures of them with their moms. It's not that they didn't have pictures of their moms, but pictures with their moms. And so I would like to encourage everybody, whether it's, and it doesn't have to be a professional one, and selfies are the big thing now. Take some pictures with your mama. Take some pictures with your daddy. Take some pictures with all your relatives and stuff. It's important. It's important because you don't want, you have those pictures of that one lone person by themselves. You don't need to do that. You know, have everybody in the picture, and then make sure you write on the picture, because my mom used to be good about this, writing, you know, who was this and who was that and all that kind of stuff. So because they may not be around later for you to ask who's this person and who's that person.
Mm-hmm.
So please take some pictures with your mama this weekend, okay? Anyway, we're gonna I'm gonna go ahead and take my break, and then I'm gonna come back with another poem. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. The number 516-387-1944. Please join the conversation with Stephanie and I, and we will be right back. Okay.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar. Or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are talking about moms. It's Mother's Day and ways you can honor your mom, and we're trying to honor mom as well. I'm here with my friend Stephanie Dukes. Before we go any further, I want to share with you a poem by Maya Angelou, Mother, A Cradle to Hold Me. It is true, I was created in you. It is also true that you were created for me. I owned your voice. It was shaped and tuned to soothe me. Your arms were molded into a cradle to hold me, to rock me. The scent of your body was the air perfumed for me to breathe. Mother, during those early dearest days, I did not dream that you had a larger life which included me. For I had a life which was only you. Time passed steadily and drew us apart. I was unwilling. I feared if I let you go, you would leave me eternally. You smiled at my fears, saying I could not stay in your lap forever, that one day you would have to stand, and where would I be? You smiled again. I did not. Without warning, you left me, but you returned immediately. You left again and returned. I admit, quickly, but relief did not rest with me easily. You left me again, but again returned. You left me again, but again returned. Each time you re-entered my world, you brought assurance. Slowly, I gained confidence. You thought you know me, but I didn't. I did know you. You thought you were watching me, but I did hold you securely in my sight, recording every moment, memorizing your smiles, tracing your frowns. In your absence, I rehearsed you, the way you had of singing on a breeze, while a sob lay at the root of your song. The way you posed your head so that the light could caress your face when you put your fingers on my hand and your hand on my arm. I was blessed with a sense of health, of strength, and very good fortune. You were always the heart of happiness to me, bringing nuggets of glee, sweets of open laughter. I love you even during the years when you knew nothing and I knew everything. I loved you still, condescendingly, of course. From my high perch of teenage wisdom, I spoke sharply of you, often, because you were slow to understand. I grew older and was stunned to find how much knowledge you had gleaned, and so quickly. Mother, I have learned enough now to know I have learned nearly nothing. On this day, when mothers are being honored, let me thank you that my selfishness, ignorance, and mockery did not bring you to discard me like a broken doll, which had lost its favor. I thank you that you still find something in me to cherish, to admire, and to love. I thank you, Mother. I love you. And that was by Maya Angelou. And I will, yes, be posting these on the Beauty Power Hour Facebook page. So, she's another great woman that we've lost, but love the gifts that she left behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have one that, you know, in our home, Mother's Day, we celebrate all mothers. We don't have a special day for grandmothers. I don't even know when Grandmother's Day is because, you know, in our community, grandmother was like mother, like you said. And another great mother that we celebrate during this time is godmothers. And this one is a one for godmothers. It says, "For my godmother, you're a blessing to me. A godmother is like a guardian angel for your parents have chosen for you with great care. Because you are my grandmother and because you are so dear, may God send you all life blessing today and throughout the year."
That's
Happy
nice.
Mother's Day to all the godmothers out there.
Happy Mother's Day to all the godmothers. Also wanted to, you know, like I said, there's a lot of deals out there. Wanted to let you know, Groupon is a good place to go. I'm not doing like a commercial for them, but I am just saying it's a good place to go to find some stuff. One of the things that they have on here is about flowers at Sam's Club. And that's one of the things I did want to tell a lot of people, you know, sometimes you just really don't have to go to the florist, you know, and I'm not trying to take any business away from the florist, and I don't think I will, but I've gone to Sam's Club many days when my mom was alive and found just the most beautiful selection of roses and other types of floral arrangements and not costing that much. And the thing about it, too, if you look, if you've received flowers before, you probably have a vase you are not using that you can put a bow around or decorate in some kind of way or whatever and put those Sam's Club flowers or wherever you get your flowers. You know, there's a lot of places that have cut flowers, loose cut flowers with some baby's breath. The other thing I was going to suggest is you don't necessarily have to just get cut flowers. Get a plant that's going to live for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know what her favorite plant, if you, and this is the thing, if you have not been paying attention to what your mom's dislikes and dislikes are, this is a good time to kind of sit still for a minute and listen to what she's saying, you know, so you can, I mean, it's amazing that when we have these occasions for gifts, that we have to struggle so hard to try to figure out what kind of gift to give when if you've paid attention, that the clues have been dropped all along. And it's not necessarily that they've been dropping clues on purpose, but if you've been paying attention, you know what your person's likes and dislikes are. So, you know.
That is so true. And that kind of reminds us, if you are one of those people who have to stop and think a moment, then that is what you should think about. Am I really giving them enough of my time? Paying attention to the things they're saying, things they're doing, things they're not saying and doing. That's so interesting that you mention the Sam Club, because when you were talking about ordering flowers, my mother is away, and I love for her to get like 3 or 4 bouquets of flowers during this time of year. But that delivery cost can really be more than the flowers sometimes. And I did exactly what you were saying, Lady G. I immediately got on the internet, and Groupon had a 62% Mother's Day off ending like at for a bouquet of flowers that's normally about $40 for 15. And then I actually texted a friend, and while we were talking, and that is exactly where they said they were. They were in one of the box stores that are up near where my mother. And they said, you would not believe I'm in the store right now, because I was like, gosh, how much are the flowers on your end? And they're picking up. I just used the Cash App, put some money over, sent some money over to them, and they're picking the flowers up for me and says, hey, I'm going to take these by your mom. I have a vase. I have a nice vase at home that I can put these in for you, stick a nice ribbon around it, says, and I love this friend because they always end with, I got you. You know, I got you. So those are the things that, you know, that we can do even long distance. But, yes, Groupon has some nice ones out there. Our grocery stores, I have a friend that takes flowers home every weekend. They stop by, pick up fresh flowers, and take home from the corner grocery store. So all of our places would have some really, really nice things to do that no one should come home empty-handed. But I think best gift is to pay attention.
That is so true. And the great thing about it, Stephanie, with your friend, if your mom knows your friend, you know, it's more of a personal touch. It's somebody she knows or someone you know or whatever, instead of some stranger in a uniform coming by, you know. Probably your friend is probably going to be dressed in their Mother's Day finest and all that kind of stuff, or whatever it is, you know, and probably you have a few moments to sit down and chat, because a lot of people just want somebody to just have a nice chat with as well. So that's something that's a great idea, you know, if you know somebody in that town instead of getting the stranger delivery person, you know. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. You go through Groupon, Living Social, I think, is another one. Retail Me Not, my favorite, Shopkick, one of my favorites. You know, Ebates, which is Rakuten, I think, now, or Rakuten, or whatever they're calling themselves now. But there's a lot of ways to get some nice deals and save some money. You were talking about Groupon. If you'd ordered something earlier this week, because I was going to reorder something different, and I wish I had done it earlier this week. They had like an 80% off.
Wow.
Yeah. So you might have been able to find something there. But there's a lot of, you know, deals out there that you can sign up for and save some money and, you know, get the flowers and other types of gifts out there. But also, this is another suggestion. If your mom likes to read, buy a collection of books. Or if she likes to cook, you know, I mean, put together like a recipe book for her from like different family members, maybe some, you know, do something a little personal.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got family members, you know, we know the good cooks in our families. I'm sure. I'm not one of them. Because I cook all the time, but I'm trying to do the healthier things because I have some weight to lose and I have some health issues. So if you're not trying to do the healthy thing, if you know, don't ask me for a recipe, okay? But we know who the good cooks are. I know my cousin Todd's wife, Eleanor. Gay is the person. She goes by Gay. I'm putting her out there because everybody, we wait all year for the Super Bowl party or the Christmas morning brunch or anything that she is cooking at, we do. and we know that the diet goes out the window. So because we just, you know, my husband and I, we just, before we, okay, we know, you know, diet's out the window. We're going over here. We're going to have a good time. We're going to eat way too much. We're probably going to even bring way too much stuff home and you know, all that kind of stuff. Because she is a master in entertainer in terms of making sure everybody is well fed and the food is good. Not necessarily good for you, but good. Good, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you know, you know, get a recipe from somebody like that. And, you know, just put together, it doesn't have to be a big book, but like, you know, get a notebook that you can, you know, put and punch some holes in it or whatever. Put pictures you can put pictures of the dishes because, you know, y'all taking these pictures, Facebook pictures of food. Take some pictures of these dishes. Put a picture in there of the loved one that cooks this meal. This is another way to keep family pictures, too.
So, oh, you know, Lady G, you've just added another project to my list here, to my project board. Recipes for next year or for Christmas or some other time.
Christmas. Mm-hmm.
Do a collection. I've just added that to it. So thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for the gift idea.
Sure, sure.
Wow.
Take whatever you can before I die. Get what you can.
That's the joy of living. What
Amen.
The footprints that we leave upon this land that can't be washed away.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
The other thing I would suggest is a chore book. You got to be willing to step up when mom tries to redeem those chore coupons. But yeah, a book of coupons to say, I'm going to sweep, I'm going to vacuum, I'm going to dust, I'm going to wash the car, whatever it is. But don't make that your only gift, okay? Make it a gift. You can put a packet of gifts or something. But, yeah, give mom
It depends upon how many coupons are in the book, because I did do that last year, and I did 1 year, not last year. I did this 1 year, and I actually had 12 coupons to a book. And
okay.
They were big. Yeah, there were things like for the one I did for my aunt at that time, she had a brand-new baby. So she had a coupon for babysitting. She had a coupon for overnight babysitting. She had a coupon for a box of diapers. She had a coupon in there for laundry, to do her laundry. Okay. Now, when you do the
remember when you do laundry, you got to fold and put the laundry up too. Okay, you just don't do
exactly. Exactly. It's full service laundry. Okay.
Right. Full service laundry.
Full service laundry. Okay. But the thing with the coupon books, for those of you who are thinking those are great ideas, you have to put on them redeemable with at least 24 to 48 hour notice.
Okay.
For those people, those of us who are super busy and can't accept that last-minute call from someone saying, oh, I need a babysitter, like now. And now for you is I'm in a different state. So sometimes I'm traveling, so I have to put those disclaimer on that. I learned that the hard way, to put the disclaimer on there. Okay, how much notice time did I need for certain things and certain things? No notice time. So those are great ones. Also, you mentioned the craft, making the things yourself.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's most treasured gifts are those, the ones we made, like in school. I don't know if back during your time, did we have the one in school where we had the plates where you could actually take the magic marker and write on the plates, and then it was permanent. The cups where you drew things and then take and put the inlay inside of the cup, and they actually have those now at the craft store where you can, it's a piece of paper, you can draw something freehand, or some of them come with a pre-printed for your kids. And gosh, my mother, we did those back in the 70s, And my mother still has the collection from each of us.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. And those are the gifts that keeps giving that. You know, she can pull out and just put up this time of year. Some of them for Christmas time. I think we have a couple that we put out Christmas time. And then the one, of course, that's the couple that are for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take one last quick break because we wanted to make sure that we honored our mothers, and we wanted to share some ideas and stories that we had and some poetry, and then talk about the deals and stuff too. But this is Dee's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I'm here with my friend Stephanie Dukes. The number is 516-387-1944, and we will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Hi, I'm Gretchen Depp Simmons with Farrell Realty, but you know me as G from G's Power Hour. Much of the time when I'm not engaging with you on my show, I'm dealing in real estate in beautiful Central Florida. But because I'm here, that doesn't mean I can't help you wherever you are. So if you're looking to buy, invest, relocate, rent, or sell, please give me a call at 407-968-9387. That's 407-968-9387, and let me help you with your real estate needs.
Hi there. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We're celebrating our moms, trying to get you started. So get to ordering after the show is over. Get to ordering those flowers or, you know, berries or chocolate or whatever, you know, even fruit, whatever it is that you got to order for mom. Get her done right now. Please don't come up with those corner store single flowers wrapped in plastic. Please don't do that. Anyway, I've got a couple of other readings I want to share, but at the time is creeping. We should have done a longer show today. But anyway, before we go, another quote from Toni Morrison. This is from AZ Quotes, and you can find a lot of these posts on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. But a quote she had from something she wrote, she said, I sang O Holy Night in a school choir. My mother came and listened to me and complimented me. So that was the high point. I cannot sing a note. So anyway, that's azquotes.com. Some quotes from Toni Morrison on there. I cannot go without a reading from my girl. I love Nikki Giovanni. Her poem is Mothers by Nikki Giovanni. The last time I was home to see my mother, we kissed, exchanged pleasantries, and unpleasantries pulled a warm, comforting silence around us and read separate books. I remember the first time I consciously saw her. We were living in a 3-room apartment on Burns Avenue. Mommy always sat in the dark. I don't know how I knew that, but she did. That night, I stumbled into the kitchen, maybe because I have always been a night person or perhaps because I had wet the bed. She was sitting on a chair. The room was bathed in moonlight, diffused through those thousands of panes landlords who rented to people with children were prone to put in windows. She may have been smoking, but maybe not. Her hair was 3/4 her height, which made me a strong believer in the Samson myth, and very black. I'm sure I just hung there by the door. I remember thinking, what a beautiful lady. She was deliberately waiting, perhaps for my father to come home from his night job, or maybe for a dream that had promised to come by. Come here, she said. I'll teach you a poem. I see the moon. And the moon sees me. God bless the moon, and God bless me. I taught it to my son, who recited it for her just to say, we must learn to bear the pleasures as we have borne the pains.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, when you were reading that, wow, it brought to mind, let's not forget our mothers who may not have any children, who may be in nursing homes, may be in assisted living facilities, who children may be distance and way places that are convenient to pay a visit this holiday weekend. If you have some time, stop by, take a card or two, three or four. I think I'm going to make about 25 this week between today and tomorrow and take by the nursing home just to let the ladies there know there's still someone thinking about them also.
Mm-hmm. And then also for the ladies that aren't moms biologically or by adoption, just remember you still have that nurturing in you that you can give to somebody else. You know, you have experiences that you can share with other young women or even young men, you know. Or just sometimes there are other mothers out there that need you to be an ear or just need a hug or something like this. And I have to say, I'm about to get on my soapbox, so I have to say, I know we're trying to be politically correct and respectful of each other's personal space, but this thing about having to not being able to hug somebody because you don't know if you're going to get sued or someone's going to get upset or think that you're trying to touch them inappropriately, it's kind of sad. But at the same time, there are some people out there that have made this situation, and created this situation. We have people right now that are either being looked for or being accused or indicted or convicted, for acts that were not right toward young children and everything. And it just makes it kind of bad for the rest of us that don't have ill intent, you know. But I would still say as long as you're able to and someone doesn't have a problem with it, give someone a hug. You know, it helps. Even though sometimes some people that think that they don't want one or need one, if they ever open up to it, I'm sure they'll find that they've been missing out on a whole lot, especially
a lot.
You know, and a lot of them, it just has to do with maybe they didn't grow up in an environment where the hugging and all of that was commonplace, you know, and it may just take them a while to get into that. So
mm-hmm.
We love them just the same, though. We do.
Exactly.
So.
And so most please. People, most time, it's amazing when you give a hug to turn around and see that smile upon a face, because there's something, I don't remember the exact statistics, but science does show that when we touch and touch appropriately, that it does create a chemistry in our body that is a healing chemistry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I was reading something, AARP had something about things about hugging and even kissing in terms of having some kind of effect on your immune system. So yeah, and I'm going to try to find that so I can put that out there because, you know, I mean, I just feel that we're becoming too much like strangers to each other, you know. I just, you know, but hey, you're talking to a person that used to be referred to as a kissing cousin, so, you know.
I can't believe the time has gone so fast today, Lady G. Wow.
I can't either, but I did want to thank you for joining me. I really appreciate you being with me, Stephanie. You know, always, it's always insightful to have you on, and I think we bounce a lot of stuff off of each other quite well, so I really appreciate you having the time today.
Well, thank you for the invitation, and it's been truly an honor. Have a great weekend, and happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you and to yours. Tell everybody I love them.
Will do.
Thank you all for listening. This has been G's Power Hour. I've never had so good entertainment. Hope you're having a blessed day. Continue to do so. And please remember, always remember, the real power comes from God. Take care.
Way back to me.